Welcome, mydearsister.com and mydearbrother.com. The answer for our faith and the question this week is, who do Christians fight? Who do we fight? Everybody's got a fight. Everybody's got a group of people who don't like them. Who do we fight? Ephesians 6:12 says, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against one, principalities, two, against powers, three, against the rulers of the darkness age, and four, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Now some people say our enemy is not flesh and blood. Well, Jesus said, give your enemies food and drink, so we're not offering food and drink to demons. So we do have enemies that are flesh and blood. But that's not our fight, because Satan is, you know, using people. If you remember the story of Adam and Eve, you know, they'll both sin against the Lord, and they hid themselves from the Lord. And when the Lord came walking and says, where are you, Adam? He says, we're hiding because we're naked. And God's going, well, who told you you were naked? And so we didn't sin alone. We're not, you know, we are responsible for our part in this, you know, in the sin in our situation. But there is other entity. There was, in fact, the smartest of all beast, which was the devil. I don't think it was talking about the beast that God created, but, you know, as far as natural animals, but Satan was, you know, created by God. But angels are made very intelligent, very strong, and so they tricked, what I call it, they hacked, you know, Adam and Eve's flesh. So we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. We're not wrestling against, you know, other people. Yeah, other people may be our enemies. We need to be kind to them. We need to give them water when they're thirsty, give them food when they're hungry. But our real fight is the principalities that's causing them to be our enemies, causing them to war against us. So it's the principalities and against the powers, and against the rulers of the darkness of the age, and again, spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. So these are like different areas of angels. And just like we have, our security forces, just like we have our security forces at, you know, at work. And then we have, you know, our police officers of the city. Then we have our National Guard. And then we have our army and different branches of military. Well, there's something going off too with angels, both fallen angels, you know, and good angels. Because God, you know, gave rank and file, I guess, to angels, and Satan, only he can do is copy that. The only thing that Satan's ever been a father of is a father of lies and deceit. Everything else he has to steal, kill, and destroy to get his own. So he also has angels set up in different places, and principalities and powers, against the rulers of darkness age, against spiritual wickedness and in the heavenly places. And so in fact, the higher you go up in the ranking of men, the more deadly or the more influential or the more evil the, you know, if you can be that way, of angels. I mean, I heard there's Potomac fever, you know, Potomac River here, in, you know, between the United States and Washington, D.C., you know, where the Congress is, where the president is. I heard there's a lot of good people that go to Congress, but as soon as they cross that Potomac River, they get a Potomac fever. And it's those principalities, it's the powers, the rulers of darkness, age, spiritual wickedness, and high places that's greatly influencing them to blind them. The God of this world blinds us, and we make decisions that are unfruitful for the kingdom of God, and causes fights. And so who do Christians fight? We don't fight one another. We may have to argue with one another. We may have to debate one another. We're certainly going to sit down with one another. But we got to know that you and I are not enemies of one another, that we need to fight those things. And even between countries, you know, between us and North Korea, between us and Iran, and us, you know, and China, you know, we do have enemies, and those enemies are our people, but we need to know our fight is not against those people. Our fight is on the principalities that are ruling and reigning in those nations.